822 Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It is the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Bostradamus, and Dylon back there behind the glass playing all the I don't know. I feel myself fist bumping right now, Dylon. Just calm down a little bit, man.
Hey, sometimes you need to get a little fist pump in on a Monday.
How many, if Bo were to do a top five tomorrow and it was Metallica songs live, how many of those songs do you think you would know off the top of your head, Dylon? Like when he's sending you, hey, I want to play this one for number two. You're like, oh, yeah, that's the jam.
Enter Sandman and
Who?
Enter Sandman.
Oh, I thought you said Enter. I was like,
oh, no, Enter.
Okay, my bad. My bad.
Enter Sandman. I think there's one other one that, like, if I, like, see it, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that song, probably.
If you see it.
Like, yeah. If I see the title. I can't think of the title off the top of my head, but.
One? Yeah.
So one or two. No more than two, though.
No. It's a song. I guess it's not one.
He doesn't get credit for that one.
No, it is not the song, I guess, titled one that they have.
Yeah.
Was today years old?
I find those conversations so funny when Bo's like, here's my top five Metallica songs. Dylon, you should know these already. It's probably like, I have never heard of any one of these.
No, I wouldn't expect Dylon to know.
Hold on.
I would expect you, Mike, and Allie, a few of them, but.
I more so think of Metallica in the "You Took Away Napster" sense. That's what I think of them for.
Well, that was Lars Ulrich, who is one of, you know, obviously Metallica. To me, Metallica is like one of the ultimate subcategory. Like I could make like multiple subcategories of like Metallica 80s songs, Metallica 90s.
Oh, they're not the subcategory. Oh, I thought you were saying they are a subcategory. You're saying you could subcategory off Metallica.
I'm saying I could take Metallica and say. Their best albums, but you have to do like
Tim Z. I don't know where you're at. Please get this man these tickets. That's intense, dude.
You can go kind of like they because their first. So from Kill 'Em All to And Justice for All, they had in between they had Ride the Lightning and Master of Puppets. So in there, those four albums or whatever are completely different than. Even the Black album's different, and then once they mid '90s, those albums were like it just they've had
just completely reinvented.
Yeah, there's
themselves.
Metallica with hair and Metallica with short hair. Okay, so the short hair Metallica was almost a different band in some ways.
Bo asking me the question about how many Metallica? Are you asking me the question, Mike? How many Metallica songs I would know that Bo lists off? Actually, made me think about this question: how many Drake songs?
Would each of you know?
I feel like you guys would know more than you think. And I'm trying to put my point of how goated Drake is.
Yeah.
I know that Not Like Us is not Drake.
Correct.
And it's probably better than any Drake song ever.
I couldn't name them, but I could sing along
Hotline
with them,
Bling.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Hotline Bling. Yeah, I know that one.
You guys probably know Just Hold On, We're Going Home.
No. Is Hotline Bling the home. Same one she's calling my cell phone? Is that the same song?
That's not the same.
Okay, then I know two.
God's Plan? Yeah. You guys know God's Plan?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that one.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so that's two right there.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you heard Just Hold On, We're Going Home, you know that one.
Maybe.
Just Hold I wouldn't, On, We're anyways. Going
I'll take your word
yeah,
for
we're
it.
We're okay. So, yeah, we got to
anyways.
And I do want to give a couple guys a shout-out, too, that weighed in at the wake-up call. Joe Mama says yes to Trading Pits, and then his favorite athlete all time. He got a picture with him, Dale Murphy.
Yeah,
Joe Mama is bigger than Dale Murphy.
He chose selfie or not selfie, just professional photographer. Also, Eddie Robbins, who had weighed in, said if it trade anybody, if improved the team, he said he's got autographs from Pete Maravich and Hank Aaron.
That's old
huge.
School,
buddy.
I did not think that Joe Mama would stand taller than Dale Murphy because Dale Murphy is not a short dude.
Yeah,
and I was like, dang.
Also, Joe Mama extremely impressed with the beard, man. Extremely.
You know what's funny?
Beard.
You know what's
like,
funny?
Is, wow.
I kind of thought it. I didn't. I was like, wait, who is that? I thought it was somebody I knew. I must have.
That was at 9:29 morning shift. Appreciate you guys always weighing in. A lot of fun on that conversation, but we do need to talk about the Braves.
Yeah, Braves. They did lose a series over the weekend to the Red Sox yesterday. Ended 3-1. All the action basically happened in the first inning today. They get a day off, much needed, but Diamondbacks are coming to town tomorrow. Now, Diamondbacks are 28-31. We are 27-31. So these are pretty much equal teams here. Hopefully things can turn a little bit.
Yeah, Brandon Fott. I think that's how you say his name. He's actually Brandon Fott or Fat. I don't know how you say his name, but he's actually friends with Desmond Ridder. It's just random. I don't know how I knew that. Yeah, Desmond Ridder was posting pictures with him and Brandon Fott. Brandon Fott gives up 8 earned. was zero outs over the weekend. I was like, dude, that's not good. So that's a Diamondback situation that they're probably going to want to put a Band-Aid on.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The funny thing is they're both dreadful lately. The Braves are 3-7 in the last 10, and the Diamondbacks were a whopping 2-8
yeah,
in their
go.
Last 10. Although, I will say this. Diamondbacks just won their last game, so they're coming in here hot.
I was going to say, it's like the Spider-Man meme where they're both pointing at one another. Like, hey, wait a second.
And both have good rosters.
Yeah. And I brought this up earlier when I was teasing this segment. Garrett Crochet yesterday became the first pitcher in over 2 years, the last being Zach Wheeler, to strike out 12 Braves.
Wow.
Yeah, first pitcher in 2 years to strike out 12 Braves hitters. So you've had a couple of dry spells over the last couple of years, but evidently none looked like Garrett Crochet yesterday. I was trying to build my son up, too, watching Garrett Crochet. I'm like, this is one of the hardest throwing pitchers in the world. And I'm sitting there going, you know, anybody in Major League Baseball probably is one of the hardest throwing pitchers
in the world. Of course, they are.
Garrett Crochet, 96, 97, it is what it is. But my son's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Like, in the whole world on planet Earth. He's like, wow.
You should also give an assist to the home plate umpire, because he single-handedly struck out a couple of those guys on his own doing, because the pitch is sure as hell.
Like
didn't.
I said, I think it was both ways yesterday. Ozuna was upset at one, and then I don't know if it was Bummer throwing to Rafaela that he got rung up, and you're like, dude, that was definitely the same place as Marcelo Ozuna.
It was Iglesias's in the night.
Maybe it
when
was.
When Iglesias struck out. Iglesias looked good yesterday.
Did he change his delivery a little bit, or his arm slide? He looked different.
I think he's just stopped. Yeah, he looked different because he wasn't giving up a home run. That's what looked different. I think he just changed. I mean, I'm sorry, Allie. But
talk about Allie's player like that. We've all had our bumps and bruises, by the way. Ding.
Yes.
Our Days Bill's not been good. Pierce Johnson, not been good. So
yeah but they've had good stretches this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Iglesias has just been. So.
What a way to describe it, Bo. Very eloquent.
The FCC won't let me be me, okay? So I have to make noises because it's not been good. It's been rough. All of that said, he's not the problem with it. He's not the sole issue with this team. The issue is hitting in clutch situations, and they've fallen short. Everyone on this team has fallen short at the plate. So.
Yeah, we're leaving people on base. I think there were four guys left on base yesterday. Like, that easily could have come back because it was 3-1. They could have scored. There were some really tense moments where things could have happened, and it's just not happening, and it's so frustrating to watch.
I can only imagine, especially like being in Grant's shoes where, you obviously follow every out for the Braves. I don't know what answer you give people anymore.
Right.
You just don't have one. It's like, oh, well, they'll be whole when this guy comes back, or this guy will get hot. And I told y'all, I was not going to judge Ronald Acuna or anything he was doing until we got at least halfway through June, because I think he deserves that. But it's been Strider the same way. But, dude, it's the same old song and dance every single time. Bo obviously is a very positive Braves fan, but sometimes I start veering away from him and he and I get into these arguments because it just feels too much like we are missing the boat on this quote-unquote dynasty that we were supposed to have just a few years ago, where you have this solid core that signed a team-friendly contracts, and you hit the ground running, and you find all these pitchers, and you've got one of the best ERAs in baseball, and yet it just feels like we're being left behind. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm like, this is not what I was expecting this entire season. It was like that last year, and it's been like that this year.
Oh, you're being left behind for multiple reasons. You're getting outspent. Almost 2-1. And even though you're one of the top 5 or 6 salaried teams in baseball, but you're still getting outspent by teams like the Dodgers, you've kept young core together, but everyone can scream at the mountaintops how good of a move it was to let Dansby Swanson walk, but it doesn't sure as hell look that way now, does it? I mean, you know, so
Cubs are good, by the way.
Yeah, the Cubs are very good, and they're also hitting very well.
Yeah.
You know, Freddie Freeman's agent goes rogue and causes that, but you replace him with the best available option. I think I get so tired of revisionist history, that kind of stuff. You've let Max Fried walk. So the guys that have performed to the highest of levels, because look, Michael Harris had half a season and he got paid. Mm-hmm. Spencer Strider, 3/4 of the season and he got paid. And since Harris has been injury prone and not hit. Phenomenal defense. Arcia worked his way into an All-Star game and then out of a starting job.
Yeah, in a matter of 2 calendar years.
Strider's been hurt for a whole season. Acuna's been hurt for a whole season. Austin Riley's had, you know, he's played very, actually Austin Riley's been probably, him and Olsen have been the most consistent players. Ozuna hit a dip where he didn't do anything for a couple of years, and then boom, pops out of it. So Ozzy Albies is a streaky player that has been injured again. So the consistency has been kind of missing.
Well, and Historically, though, in June, the Braves do get hot. So hopefully we can start to turn the tide a little bit, because if you're looking at the standings right now, we're pretty much on even playing field with the Pirates, Marlins, and Rockies. Those are the only teams that we are beating right now in the National League. Yeah. So we don't want to be in that company.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
That the Rockies one, there's a golfer right now, pro golfer, who has as many wins in the last month as the Rockies did.
Dude,
really?
Yeah.
They are.
His name is Scottie
so
Scheffler.
Bad.
Oh, goodness.
They are so bad.
It's 9-50 right now.
Yes.
You know what the number is?
What is that?
Scottie Scheffler has three wins.
Yeah, I was going to say. Hey,
the last month, I think.
What'd you think of his kid having the blowout So
here's the deal. Amy, every time any little thing happens, like anything, like when Porkchop has
your kid, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, I just don't want people to think I think I'm a bad mom. I hope you won't, you know, like she immediately like questions.
Sure.
And I just like, so I sent her that video and I was like, see, it doesn't mean a thing, because
there's not a handbook, Amy. We're all just doing the best we can.
You're a great mom, Amy.
Exactly.
We're all just trying to survive, man.
Exactly.
All just trying to survive.
Exactly.
All right, stick with us on the morning shift. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the NBA playoffs. The finals matchup is set. That kicks off this Thursday. We also got a Life of Squid.
One NFL wide receiver, I believe, suddenly has his own revisionist history about his departure from a team. Tell you the who and the where. Next, Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.